I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Luke chapter 14 is the story of a man who made a feast and not many people came. Okay. So Luke chapter 14 from verse 16, it says, a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. First said unto him, the first one, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And yet another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Here endeth the reading of the Word of God. Okay. Now, this is the passage that Jesus Christ, it's from the part where I started reading, I began to read the story that Jesus Christ told about a man who made a great feast, right? This man made a great feast and he invited many because God is always inviting people. God is always asking people to come to him. Do you understand? And if we are children of God, then we also have to be invitational in our thinking and in our behavior. Do you see what I'm saying? Right. Well, as it turned out, and as you read with me, the people he invited did not come. Right. And it bothered him that in spite of having made a great feast and invited so many people, I'm sure the proof of it was the number of chairs he put out. Isn't it? Yeah, because how else? And the amount of food that he cooked. Now, here today, you guys have a lot of food here for the fathers, you see. But there are no fathers here to eat the food. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's no need for us to kid ourselves. Do you see? Just like this guy refused to kid himself. He refused to sit behind his birthday cake all by himself. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So he took action. He asked the people. He said, let's go and find people to come and eat this thing we have made. Do you get it? And then the people went and they came back and they said, well, we found whoever we found, but the place is still empty. Then he said, look, let's go to the highways and the byways and get blind people and get lame people and get people on drugs, broken people, mentally disabled people, all kinds of people. Let's go and find those kinds of people. Do you get it? And leave those for whom the original feast was made. They will not have, because they have rejected the feast, because those people were blessed. They were blessed. One of them had bought a yoke of oxen. Do you see? Things were working. Do you see? Another one had bought a piece of land. He said he had bought a piece of ground. Do you see? Or as somebody said one day, I used it to buy floor. Yeah. There's a guy, he was a boxer, and he obviously had earned a lot of money, and later on he was broke. So someone asked him, what did you do with all your money? He said, I use it to buy floor. That means he bought land. You get it? So somebody in the invitation had bought floor. Do you see? They were all blessed. Another one said, I have married a wife, so I cannot come. Do you get it? I'm blessed. I mean, I need to go to the beach with my wife. I need to entertain her. I need to take her to Venice Beach. I need to go from there. We're going to Manhattan Beach. And then from there, we're going to what? Ventura. Redondo Beach. And then which other beach? Santa Monica Beach is where we are finishing the day. So I cannot come. Do you get it? Yes. And our church has reached that place where the people who are blessed, for whom we made the feast, they say they cannot come. Amen. Do you understand? Yes. Because things are well. And God has blessed them. Do you get it? Yes. So I don't think that we should be sitting here and be preaching over and over and over again to the same people. I feel that we should go out there somewhere and find some people for whom Christ has died who will appreciate someone coming to talk to them this afternoon. Do you understand? Because there are other people, they don't appreciate us coming to talk to them. They don't appreciate it. As DJ was singing, I was thinking that if she was singing this song out there somewhere, I think that some homeless people will be very happy. Do you get it? Yes, but the ones for whom the songs have been prepared, they would not come. Because they have married a wife, because they have bought floors, and they have whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Oh, you don't agree with me. Well, you don't even have to agree with me. I'm telling you what is on my mind and what we're going to do. Yeah. You get it. But this is it. Do you see that when the man made the feast, the people didn't come. And so Jesus talked about it. And after that, he said that if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. What he was saying is that, you see, it costs something to be a disciple. You have to be serious. Do you get it? Yes, a father shouldn't stop you, mother shouldn't stop you, wife shouldn't stop you, children shouldn't stop you, brethren, sisters, even your own life, things that pertain to your own life. Do you understand? It should not stop you from coming after him. Are you getting it? Yes, things that have to do, he said, then you cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. I don't know, is this in your Bible too? It says, yes, you get it. Yeah, and it says, which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish? Lest haply after he had laid the foundation, then he's not able to finish, and all that behold it begin to mock him. They begin to laugh at him. Like, look at this person. He said he's a Christian. Look at these people. They said they are having a church. Look at these people. They said they are building a church. Look at them. He said they start to mock and laugh at them because they don't have the commitment to complete what they started. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while he is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Then 34, he said, salt is good. Salt is good. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew, he said, we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt, let me read that one. Matthew chapter 5, and I think it's verse 16. Matthew chapter number 5, and verse number 16. Let your light so shine. All right, let's start from 13. It says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle. You know, sometimes when Jesus is talking, I prefer to read it in a everyday language so that you can hear clearly what he's saying. You get it? Yeah, you can get away with it when it's Moses and others, you know. But when Jesus is talking, it's important to hear it clearly. All right, so can you switch the version for me and go to New Living Translation. New Living Translation from verse 13. And he says, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Father, your heavenly Father." Amen. Right. So Jesus says that we are salt. We are the salt of the earth. And when we stop influencing others, then we are like salt that has lost its taste. Do you see? We are salt. That means God's plan is for us to be influencing people. Do you see? God, now there's a new type of job or profession, or I don't know what it is. But people, a whole new group of people called influencers. Right? Yes. You see, now, I don't know what school you go to or what subject you have to study to become one of them. But incidentally, they tend to have a lot of money. A lot of them have a lot of money. You get it? Yes. They are influencers. But what it is that they interfere with people's lives by influencing them either positively or negatively, depending on who is judging it. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes they think they're influencing people positively, and depending on how you look at what they're doing, they may be influencing them negatively. Do you get it? But Jesus says that we are the original influencers. Do you understand? And when we don't do our job, he says that we become like salt that has lost its influence. And so there is no point even putting it in the food, because it doesn't really change it. It doesn't do anything to it. And that was never the plan. He said, we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. And salt is good. But when salt doesn't do what salt does, then he says, what is the point? There is no point to it. And remember, he's saying this on the back of what he has been saying to them about the man who made the feast. You remember that? Yes. He's saying this on the back of the man, the story about the man who made the feast and who had very few people patronizing or responding to his invitation. Do you see? And that is why he says, anyone who has ears, let him hear what I'm telling you. I'm telling you something beyond what you are hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I want to say that we as a church would be better off this afternoon walking somewhere, trying to find someone, telling them about the love of God, praying for them, trusting God for them to be saved. And even if they didn't get saved, we have nothing to lose, because it's the same thing as sitting here. Isn't it? Yeah, it's the same thing as being here. And I don't feel like you need another preaching, because you know all the preaching already. So you don't need the preaching. You are not the one who needs the preaching. The person who needs the preaching is not here. Amen. And so I believe that that is the right thing to do. Amen. And I know that it's hot. But that's the whole point. You get it? Yes. So, because yesterday we had outreach and many of you didn't come, but you came to church today and we asked, who is supposed to come to church? Who is supposed to come? You didn't bring anybody, so who is supposed to come? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, I don't feel like I should preach today, even though I've preached. You see, I feel that we need to do our job. Amen. I think that we need to do our job and bring people to Jesus. And you will feel even more satisfied. Do you understand? When you have the opportunity to pray for people, hallelujah, and to lead them to give their lives to Christ. So stand to your feet. We're going to pray. And then I think we should go out for about an hour. That's church. Amen. And yesterday when I was out at the park, I found that when I simply told people that I only got to speak to three people in all. One was a pair and the other one was by himself. And all I told them was that our church is out this afternoon and we are offering free prayers for people. So I was just wondering if they wouldn't mind, if I wanted to pray with them, you know. And they said, sure, you can pray. So I proceeded to explain why I'm praying for people. Amen. I said, we are all just coming out of the pandemic. Many people are discouraged. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people have lost hope. And there's a general sense of discouragement and heaviness around. And when I said that, the couple, they said, true. The other guy, he said, I am one of them. I am tired. Yeah. You know. So I said, that's exactly the point. That's why we're praying for people. You know. Because Jesus Christ is called the Prince of Peace. And one of the aspects of the prayer I'm going to pray with you has to do with asking him to come into your life. And the Prince of Peace, to call someone the Prince of Peace, is like to say he's the CEO of peace. That means he runs the organization that makes peace. You can't have him without knowing his peace. But sin blocks his access to you. And so I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer to ask him to forgive your sins and he will come into your heart. Would you pray this prayer? And that's it. And they all prayed the prayer and I feel that's more fulfilling. Do you understand? Than for me to preach to the same people again. Do you understand? Yeah. So take that to be the preaching. And I want us to pray before we go out. Because there is a reason why it is called soul winning. It means you are in contest with someone for the soul. Do you get it? That when the soul comes to your side, then it means you've won the battle. But people are not just moving around waiting for you to just grab them. People are held in bondage. People are held. There are demons assigned to people who are their intention is to make sure that those people never come to know God or never get saved. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 3:14, but their minds were blinded. Do you see? Yeah. It talks about their minds being blinded. You see, their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil and taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. I just want you to see how people are blind, and the Bible says their eyes or minds are blinded, and there's a veil. If you look at verse 15, it says, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Where's verse 15? Bring verse 15, please. It says, even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. And now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord is the one who changes people. He affects people and changes them. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's a spiritual exercise. People are veiled in their understanding and in their minds. The other one is in chapter 4, which you're familiar with. In verse 4, it says, for if our gospel be hid, verse 3, it is hid to them that are lost. Right? Chapter 4 and verse 3, please. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Do you see? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Right? So it is a spiritual exercise. Do you get it? You don't just walk out and just start talking to people and they just start listening to you. It's not like that. Because they are held by something. Do you understand? So let's take a few minutes to bind that something. The Bible calls him the God of this world. Do you see? And let's bind that something, and then let's invoke the Holy Spirit to be with us as we go out for a few minutes just to share the gospel with whoever we find. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. Let's do that, and God will bless us. Amen. So let's pray right now. Let's pray against the spirits that blind and veil the hearts and minds of people. Anybody out there whom God has destined to save this afternoon, let's pray against any spirit that is blinding that person and causing that person not to see, not to hear, not to feel, not to understand. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Makaboro moshata la balababa ibo kotora balababa midoro bosata la malababara moshata la babam ikataya midolo shetele makata la babaya mikoro bosata li balababoro bosata li manakaya. In the name of Jesus, mikoro bolo bosata liya ibo bosata la baboro boboro bosata liya la babam. Ayabala baburu shatala babala mama la babara bashatala baba akatala babara musotoro.
In the name of Jesus. Mekasotoro mushatala babala bashanadia la baba ekoro setele melebekanoro mushateria. In the name of Jesus, manabala babo shetea. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, oh God, that the veil will fall off their hearts, that the veil will fall off their hearts, it will fall off their minds, it will fall off their hearts, it will fall off their minds. In the name of Jesus, Nikodoro Sheneri Bekanari Baba Satara Mekaya Masotoro Babo Shatabala Baba Makarabala Babo Sheteri Bene Baba Enele Mekatala Baba Emaya Shokotoi Enarabala Babo Satara Baba Makataya. In the name of Jesus, Mister Kenderi Alaba Barabala Baboro Shakataya Midoro Setele Bekanaria. In Jesus' name, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Mistokone Melebekaya Molo Shandaria Lababa Mekaya, in Arabala Babo, Satarabala Baba, in Doro Shatele, Shemele, Sokoto, Malu Daria, in Doro Satalamama, Ekalamamaya, Midoro Satarabala Baba, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray and we bind that strong man. We bind that strong man. We bind that strong man. We bind that strong man in Jesus' name. And we pray for the Holy Spirit. We pray for the Holy Spirit. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us, Lord. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us. Makamolo shetele baba mekaya misatala mamo shatale baba ya ekana mala mamo setele bakatale bala baba indolo setele mamo shandaria mekaya inala baba ya. Because you don't want anybody to perish. You don't want anybody to perish. You want all to come to the knowledge of the truth. You want all, because Jesus died for all. Jesus is able to save all. He is able to save to the uttermost anybody that will come to him. Anyone that will be directed to come to him, he is able to save them. The blind, the lame, the maimed, the halt, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will brood over them, Lord, as we bring them the message of the gospel, as we bring them the message of hope in the name of Jesus. Lord, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Mashokotolo mosatara barababaya inolo shebalusa katalababaya. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, be with us, Lord, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.